Hey everyone, Sabir Samarkand here, and in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into a critical question that every e-commerce brand needs to grapple with at some point. Should you be selling on Amazon? Now, there is no easy one-size-fits-all answer to this. It's a complex decision with a lot of variables at play. But having been in the trenches of e-commerce for over 25 years and helped my clients generate over $1 billion in Amazon sales, I've developed a framework that can help guide your thinking. I call it the Amazon Seller Scorecard, and over the next 15 minutes or so, I'm going to walk you through the key factors you need to consider. So let's get started. First and foremost, you need to take a hard look at your product and assess whether it's a good fit for Amazon's platform. Some products, like those on Amazon's restricted list, are non-starters. Heavily customized or made-to-order products that can be challenging to sell on Amazon. And if you're dealing with oversized or heavy items that are expensive to ship, Amazon's fulfillment model might not be the most cost-effective solution for you. That's actually one of the reasons why a company like Wayfair has been able to carve out a successful niche selling home furniture online. Amazon hasn't quite cracked the code on economically shipping bulky items. Next, consider the competitive landscape in your product category on Amazon. Questions like, how saturated is it? Are there dozens or even hundreds of similar products vying for attention? In a crowded space, you run the risk of your product getting lost in the shuffle and being forced to compete solely on price and features. The brands that tend to perform best on Amazon are those that have a strong differentiated brand identity. Apple is a great example here. Despite operating in a highly competitive consumer electronics space, Apple products maintain a distinct identity on Amazon thanks to their iconic design language and tightly integrated ecosystem. And also, Apple exercises strict control over its reseller network, which helps protect against discounters, counterfeiters, and unauthorized sellers. Of course, we can't talk about selling on Amazon without addressing the financial considerations. Between referral fees, potential FBA costs, and advertising spend, the cost of selling on Amazon can add up quickly. It's crucial that you run the numbers and ensure that your margins can sustain these added costs. Don't forget to factor in less tangible costs as well, such as the valuable customer data you're foregoing by not selling direct to consumer on your own website. In the age of data-driven decision-making, and e-commerce is all about data, and you have access to tons and tons of data, really rich data, that you could do something about that if you have more control over that. And giving that up, you know, you're giving up the direct consumer relationship, and it's not a trivial matter, just being very frank. Control is another key factor to consider. When you sell on Amazon, you're operating within their ecosystem and playing by their rules. And you, I'm sure that the listeners here have faced issues with terms of service and seller agreement issues, policy violations, and stuff like that. Everybody is hit with it one way or another. You know that could be very challenging to maintain full control over your brand presentation, pricing, and customer experience. The presence of counterfeiters and unauthorized sellers on the platform can also be a major headache, requiring constant vigilance and resources to keep in check. It's no wonder that many, many luxury brands have chosen to steer clear of Amazon altogether, not wanting to risk diluting their carefully cultivated brand equity over their lifetime. So especially if you have an existing retail relationship, it's also important to weigh in the potential impact that selling on Amazon could have on those relationships. And that's a serious consideration. So how do you synthesize all of these different factors that I mentioned into a clear decision? That's where the Amazon Seller Scorecard comes in. By systematically evaluating your product, competition, financials, and control considerations, you can arrive at much more informed go or no-go decision. But let's say you've done the analysis and decided that selling on Amazon is the right move for your brand. What then? How do you set yourself up for success? Let me share some key strategies to keep in mind. First, you need to optimize your product listings for Amazon's A9 search algorithm. This means crafting titles and descriptions that incorporate relevant high-traffic keywords and backing that up with high-quality images. Ideal is 7 to 9 images, but there's an art and science to those images too. Product videos, those videos need to be not brand videos, but actually selling videos. And if you want to know what a selling video is, you can check out QVC or HSN, and they do a great job of doing sales videos for products. And enhanced content like comparison charts and FAQs. And if you want to check out an example, brands like Sour Patch Kids have had great success with this approach, consolidating their presence into a core set of fully optimized listings and pushing out unauthorized sellers in the process. Next, generating reviews is also critical on Amazon, as they serve as so powerful social proof for potential buyers. Reviews are the currency. That's the one major factor that whether your product has a high conversion rate or very low conversion rate on Amazon. This can feel like a bit of a catch-22 in the beginning when you're launching a product. But there are some effective tactics you can employ, and such as reaching out to your most satisfied customers or top reviewers in your category and offering them free product in exchange for an honest review. You just have to be very careful with the terms of service so that you're not violating anything, so that when you're launching, you might actually get shut down. You can also experiment with promotional pricing to drive initial trial and reviews before settling into your target price point. Arçelik, a Turkish appliance brand, used this approach to great effect. You can definitely check them out on Amazon as they were trying to establish their presence on Amazon. For brands that are really serious about making a splash on Amazon, leveraging the FBA program, the Fulfillment by Amazon program, can be a game changer. Yes, there are added costs and logistical considerations to factor in, but the benefits in terms of increased visibility, buy box placement, and Prime Check eligibility is substantial. And even the Prime Check does get prioritized over fulfilled by merchant, where you're fulfilling it as a merchant. Diva Cup is a great example of this. They saw a 5x increase in sales almost overnight after going all in on FBA and cracking down on unauthorized sellers. So that's a real world example. So that's why if you're thinking FBA versus FBM, just remember that FBA has that sort of an effect on your conversion. And in case of Diva Cup, that was 5x. Building out an Amazon storefront is another powerful strategy to consider. This gives you a dedicated space on Amazon to showcase your brand story and product catalog, free from the clutter and competition of the main marketplace. One thing, you do need a brand registry for this, so make sure that your brand is registered with Amazon, so that you have access to these kind of tools, like setting up your store. It can also serve as a bulwark against unauthorized sellers, so that they know that, the consumers know that you're the legitimate seller versus some other sellers that are trying to sell, worst case scenario, like a counterfeit product or not even your product. Driving traffic to your storefront with Amazon sponsored brand ads can further amplify the impact. It's worth noting that selling on Amazon doesn't have to be all or nothing proposition. Many successful brands take a hybrid approach, strategically choosing which products to offer on Amazon while reserving others for their own direct-to-consumer channels. Let me give you an example. Like, let's say if you have 15 different color variations, maybe three popular, most popular colors could be on Amazon, while the other 12 could be on your direct-to-consumer site, so that you are offering more selection. And this way you're smart about how you are juggling the FBA fees and storage fees and stuff like that for 15 colors versus you managing the other and driving more customers to your own DTC site. Let me give you an example. A protein cereal brand, Magic Spoon, you can definitely check them out on Amazon. They started out selling just single serve boxes on Amazon as a way to drive trial and awareness, while keeping their full-size boxes and custom variety packs exclusive on their own website. As they built up a following on Amazon, they gradually expanded their presence there. So it's really smart strategy there. If you're similar to that product category, you could be in a different product category. If that idea works for you, definitely try that out. Of course, the flip side of operating on Amazon is that you also need to be prepared to play defense. Monitoring your listings for counterfeiters and unauthorized sellers, submitting infringement claims, that could be very tough, and potentially even taking legal action can become a regular part of doing business on the platform. And there are some service providers in my network that they do a great job law offices, and they stay on top of these things to make sure that when anything like that happens, that they're fighting on your behalf. And it's not always present and pleasant, but it's just necessary for protecting your brand equity on a massive platform like Amazon. It's also important not to treat Amazon as an entirely siloed channel. I see this happening across a lot of brands that I work with. Look for opportunities to integrate your Amazon presence with your broader marketing efforts, including your Amazon store or product URLs in your website. Actually, Amazon does have a program called Amazon Buy with Prime that integrates into your Shopify store listing. So the people who like your brand, who like your product, but they don't know you, but they know Amazon. So if you show them that blue button for Buy with Prime directly on your DTC site, they could click on it, so that now the ad money that you had spent on Facebook or Google or any of the other paid platforms, now you're getting a return. It just so happens that they are buying and completing their transaction and getting fulfilled by Amazon while staying on your site. So they're not going anywhere. It's just it's a minor pop-up that comes up and they log into their Amazon account and authorize, and then they complete their transaction with you on your Shopify site. And you could use Amazon promotions and product launches to generate buzz and drive traffic from your other channels. The more you create a virtuous cycle between Amazon and your other marketing efforts, the more momentum you could build. And finally, it's critical to understand that success on Amazon requires ongoing optimization and agility. One big thing you need to take away from this, listening to this episode, is it's an ongoing thing. The platform changes. There's more competition that comes up on Amazon on a regular basis. There are good players on Amazon and there are dirty players on Amazon. So you really, it's not a set it and forget it type of a platform. You have to be on top of it. You need to regularly review your search rankings, conversion rates, competitor activity to see if they're increasing their ad spend and stuff like that, and be prepared to make adjustments to your keywords, content, and promotional strategies whenever it's needed. You have to stay on top of any changes to Amazon's algorithms or policies that could impact your business. Like, you could be doing really well one day, and you're humming along nicely for 9 months, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're deranked altogether. So you have to really stay on top of it. In the fast-paced world of e-commerce, complacency, my friend, is not an option. So the decision of whether or not to sell on Amazon is a significant one that every e-commerce brand will need to grapple with at some point. There is no universal right answer. It depends on the multitude of factors specific to your brand, products, and goals. but by taking a rigorous data-driven approach to evaluating the opportunity and by implementing proven best practices, you could decide to move forward. Amazon can become a powerful growth engine for your business. It's not always easy, but the potential rewards are significant for those willing to put in the work. If you would like to learn more about me and my approach to e-commerce growth, I invite you to visit my website at growthbysabir.com or check out the link in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for tuning in.